a playoff spot. You know, they're wanting obviously they're wanting second place. You know, but we had a job to do to get 3 points to get us 3 points closer to safety, and we've done that. I'm delighted.
Do you feel your team merited the victory of the day? There wasn't much between the teams.
Wasn't much between the teams. No, we've scored 2 goals, and Inferno have scored 0. So aye, we merited it.
Great free kick for Keegan Parker.
Great free kick. That's what Keegan's capable of. He's got qualities. You know, probably it's maybe, I think maybe even Keegan's best performance today since he's come here. You know, and he's a willing runner. You know, things at times maybe didn't come off for him. He gets a wee bit of stick for it, but folk don't realise the stuff he does when he's not got the ball. You know, he's clever. You know, but I thought throughout the team, we never had a failure again. Their attitude was different class. And at times where, you know, we knew Dunfermline were going to come and they're going to knock the ball about, and you know, the switch of play was the big ball for them, and it was difficult for us to get to grips with that initially. And we got to grips with that, and I thought we failed to, you know, they failed to create a sort of, you know, a real glaring chance.
I was about to say there that they didn't have many clear-cut chances. There was some good disciplined defending when you didn't have the ball.
Well, I think that's what we've done. You know, if you're not conceding goals, you're always going to be hard to beat, and you're going to pick up points. Since we've come in, we've steadied the ship. We've stopped conceding as many goals as we were initially. You know, and we're getting to score up the other end, which, you know, if you're not conceding and you're scoring, you're going to win games, and we've done that. You know, so. But I thought at times as well, when we had the ball, we knocked it about, and you know, I thought you see the Jimmy Lister at the end for his goal. You know, he's still, it's the 90th minute and he's still running. You know, closing in the goalkeeper. You know, my players, you know, they're part time. They come for their work. They come here. You can't ask for any more. What they're giving me is what they've got, and you know, as a manager, it's brilliant.
We are both draw today. Do you now start to think that 10th place is going to be comfortably avoided?
Well, it's going to take a huge effort and fair growth to sort of claw us back now. You know, but until it's mathematically impossible for them to catch us, you've got to look, you know, and say, well, there's still a possibility. But I think it'll be difficult. Although it's possible, it'll be difficult. You know, and you know, we're looking above us now. I know if Forfar have got a game in hand to Rangers, and Forfar are 4 points in front of us, so that's another target we've got now. You know, we've got Beside Brechin. I think they're above us on goal scored tonight, which is we'll go there next week, so it's a big one again next week.
The next two games are absolutely colossal in terms of the campaign.
Well, aye, Brechin and East Fife are the next one, aye. You know, so, you know what, we take each one game at a time. Brechin, it's first next week, and we'll concentrate on that this week.
Have the players surprised you, one defeat in 12 games?
No, you shouldn't be surprised. You know, but I think when we came in, they were, you know, as we said initially, the fitness was lacking, the confidence was lacking. We've got that back now. I know we had a nucleus, a good set of players, you know, in there, and I think now we're getting the best out of them.
Confidence is there, isn't it? You see the confidence in them. Even today, they're not just
going
out, they're actually passing the ball, as you see the last
goal. Well, they are. I mean, you know, we encourage them to pass the ball. You know, at times it's known for them to pass the ball, and you know, but we ask them to put the ball in areas where it's going to help other teams. You know, they've took all that on board and they're doing that, and as I say, I can't ask anymore. You ask them to do things, they're doing, they're winning games, so I'm a happy man tonight.
Another thing, they're fighting for, aren't they? They're not having any play, they're actually getting right behind the ball.
The big thing as well, they're getting right behind the ball. You know, they're talking to each other, communicating with each other. You know, and I thought their discipline was excellent as well. There was a bit of time it got a bit hear them, scare them towards half time. You know, but they kept their discipline and got on with it. You know, we couldn't afford to go to 10 men against a quality Dunfermline side.
I think you actually nailed it, the last goal kind of summed up the whole team.
Yeah. Oh, that's coming for Grant Adam at the back, up to Jimmy and Keegan up top, you know, and even the subs that are coming on, and the guys on the bench, they're playing a major part, you know, and they will do from now until the end of the season as well. You know, and rely on them as well, it's great. You know, they've got subs we can make coming off the bench, or, you know, a good replacement for the guys that are on.
Thanks, Gary. Okay. Thanks, Gary.